It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They have a branch on Harmonstown Road in Artane and also on Main Street in Rush. And with over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part is they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. Now, you can call them right now if you want on 01-847-3320. That's 01-847-3320. You can go on to their website or you can pop into their stores. They have one at Harmonstown Road in Artane, and they have another one on Main Street Rush, just beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And we'd like to sincerely thank them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And if you're looking for carpets, please do give them a bit of business. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message in from a lady called Louise, and it's self-explanatory. Guys, this is the first time I've ever wanted to bring up a topic on your podcast, which I listen to every day. Myself and my partner have a beautiful daughter. She's 10, and about a year after she was born, we got the same question from family, friends, and even work colleagues. Your child will be spoiled. Your child will be lonely. Your child won't be good at socializing. Would you not go again? We get it regularly. Here's the thing. We could have more if we wanted, but we don't. Our child is very happy and none of the things that people suggest. Can you find out from your audience why they think our decision to stop at one is a selfish one? I'll be listening, and that's from a lady called Sarah Louise, actually. Sarah Louise, sorry, I didn't give her full title. So basically, for the last 10 years, family, friends, even people that they don't know, work colleagues even, have said to them, would you not have another one? Would you not go again? Would you not try again? Your child would be lonely and all of that. And this, it brings up the whole conversation about having an only child and whether having an only child is selfish for the child. Is it a lonely existence, an only child?
No, I don't want to offend. Can I give my... Well, obviously, I can give my opinion on this podcast.
Opinions matter.
You know my opinion on this. And at the risk of offending people, this is just my personal opinion, okay? I think it is selfish on the child. I think it's more difficult on the child. I just saw... When we, you obviously start out with one. Mm-hmm. You can't have three in one go.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but you don't plan to have three in one go. You know, they don't all come out at the same time. And when we had our first one, we had Luke. We saw the way he changed after number two and number three came along, that he had little pals as well. And I think
he changed for the better.
By the way, I think there are certain people that shouldn't have kids, okay, that probably aren't good parents and probably shouldn't have kids. Because, you know, they just don't have patience. They need patience to be a parent. But I think once you make that decision to have one child, you should have a second one. Now, I'm not saying have three, four,
now,
five.
Now, when you had your young fellow first, there was a couple of years before the second one came along.
Oh, my God, we were getting it 24-7.
Yeah, no, I remember you saying that to
me. When are you giving Luke a little brother and sister? I don't know if people... I didn't get offended by it. It took us a bit longer than we expected for number two to come along, because sometimes it just doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. Mm-hmm. And it took a bit longer, and we were hearing it all the time. But we'd never planned to just have one, because we both thought that to have one child, you're leaving the child very lonely. Because I see my kids now. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not like the Brady Bunch in our house. It's more like the Simpsons in our house. They're killing each other. They're writing on walls. They're robbing each other's toys.
So you wouldn't have any of that if you only had one.
Yeah, they throw each other's clothes down the toilet and flush it and stuff. That's great. It's great crack. But the point is, the children have developed more and prospered better, I think, because they've had siblings. And they have a lot more company.
So do you think, so it was about, what, was it 5 years before you had the number two, or four and a half?
Four and a half, yeah.
Do you think that Luke is better off now that he has two sisters?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I'm not saying you should have five or six or seven kids because they're very bloody expensive. But I think if you're going to have one, you should probably, it's like, this may sound offensive now, but, and it may sound like a stupid analogy, but if you get a fish tank, you never just put one fish into the tank. Okay, that is going to offend people. Then I'll continue. If you get a fish tank and you go into a pet shop and you say, I want a fish tank, what will they always say to you in the fish shop?
I don't know. What will they say to you in the fish shop?
You've obviously never bought fish.
Keep it frozen. No? Keep it chilled.
Hilarious. They'll always say, get him a little friend in the tank because it becomes lonely in the tank. You should never leave. If you walked by...
Oh, I thought you were talking about a fish in the supermarket.
No, but if you walk by a fish tank somewhere and you see only one fish in the big tank on his own, what's the first thing that you think of?
Ah, the poor lad.
On his own. And it's the exact same thing when it comes to kids. Humans, yeah, are a social species.
Yeah, but
we need to be around.
If you look at your young fella, he had his mammy and daddy. What more does he need?
Yeah, but I think as well, I think children do, and I'll agree with that point that was being made, children become spoiled when it is just them. When it's just them and their own. Because they're always like, it was a big wake-up call when Luke's sister came along. Because all of a sudden, Luke wasn't getting all the attention. It's not good for all of your attention to be pointed at one child, okay? Because then they think... And I'm not a psychologist. And by the way, you're willing to challenge me in any of these opinions, okay? I'm here to be challenged. But I think when it's an only child, they think the whole world revolves around them. They think that everything is about them, that they're the most important thing. Mm-hmm. They don't have to share. They have all of your time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All of your time. They get everything they want. I'm not saying being spoiled, but they have all of your time. They have all of your love. I think that's wrong. Put it this way.
If somebody's listening to us right now,
most friends I have who are narcissists are all only children.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus, that's really telling people how you feel.
Absolutely. When you ask me to tell, no, I could name.
Okay, so somebody listening to us right now who has one child, and
now, by the way, if you can't have another child,
that's completely different.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
This is like with that woman. What she's saying in her message, yeah. What she said was...
She could have another one, but she doesn't want to.
She doesn't want any. And I just think that is being slightly selfish and just thinking about yourself and not thinking about your child.
Well, we would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Do you think many people will...
I think you're being highly offensive to anybody who has only one child. You're also being highly offensive to an only child who might be listening to us right now.
You're
saying they're spoiled, they're entitled.
Three of my friends who are narcissistic, I swear to God they're narcissistic, they are all only children. And they've said it themselves. They said, oh yeah, sure, I was the king of the castle when I was growing up. So again, look at my analogy, fish tank, big tank, little fish swimming around, he's the king of that tank, nobody is... He doesn't have to fight for anything in his life. He's just in that tank on his own, all on his own. Don't let your child be like a goldfish in a fish tank alone. Thank you.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Okay. My thing here is often people who don't want to do what you've already done are the ones that you should do it again, or they want you to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have one child. I do want another one, yes. I originally wanted three or four, but seeing what it's like with one in this fucking world, why would the fuck would I put a family into poverty? Because I was selfish and wanted more kids. If somebody's happy with one kid or two kids, fantastic, fair play to you. Go and live your life, obviously, all of this. If somebody wants six or eight kids, fantastic, fair play to you. Go live your life. I'm happy for you. But don't start fucking putting your own thoughts and your way of life onto other people. At the end of the day, that's one way to get cut out of people's life, is to keep spewing the shit that she's hearing.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. Well, Jeremy, really, I didn't actually expect him to be speaking so vocally about this, so openly. He thinks it's selfish on parents only to have one child, and he thinks you're going to turn out to be a narcissistic waster if you are.
If you're
an only child.
I didn't use the word waster.
Well, you said you're every only child I know is a narcissist.
My three of my mates who are only children, they really think that the world revolves around them and they're the king of their castle. I just think give your child the company. Like, there's nothing more sad than when you see a child playing out in the garden on their own with nobody to play with.
Yeah, but that's down to how you rear your child. You know, I mean, you could have two kids and they're both spoiled little brats. Do you know what I mean? Or you could have one child and they're perfectly fine. You know, when, like, there's a 7-year age gap between my son and my daughter. So my daughter was an only child for a long time. And, you know, she had plenty of friends. She had plenty of family. She wasn't spoiled because couldn't afford to spoil her. You know, she didn't get what she wanted the whole time. You know, if you're going to raise a brat, you're going to raise a brat whether you have one, two or three kids.
And that's the point that I was going to make. You can have very spoiled children.
Well, why did you have two, Adrian? Why did you have two?
We just did. We didn't.
Oh, was it an accident?
No. It wasn't that we were planning to have two or three or any amount.
Well, no, it was, because I remember you did plan your children.
No, I didn't No. Okay. So Sean came along, and then a couple of years later, Laura came along. It wasn't particularly planned or unplanned. But I certainly didn't have two deliberately so that Sean wouldn't be on his own.
But most people do. If you look at it, Niamh, two siblings in families are a lot more common than one sibling families. Like, that is common. The majority of families have two or more kids. So why is that?
I think that's fair to say. I mean, the reason I had a second child was because I had a moment when I was actually after a funeral. And I sort of thought, Jesus, you know, when I'm gone, I don't want her to have no one in the world. I'd like her to have family. So that was why I chose. But that was my choice. And I think when it comes to people, you know, when you're having another, when you're doing this, when you're doing that, firstly, you don't know the person's personal circumstances. Maybe they can't have another one. Maybe something went wrong. And also, unless you are the person that is prepared to put your hand in your pocket and pay for their medical expenses, their educational expenses, everything that comes with having a child, shut up and stay out of it. It is none of your business.
Yeah, and I think people have an awful cheek putting their tuppence worth in.
I wasn't offended when people said it to me all the time.
Yeah, but I'm sure your wife might have been.
What if Jeremy, you'd tried perhaps to have a second one after Luke, right? And you'd then gone to a doctor and the doctor said, I'm terribly sorry, but there has been some sort of unexplained infertility. That can happen.
Yeah, completely.
And then
completely
everybody
different.
Started saying to you, but come on, Jeremy, when are you giving Luke a sister? When are you giving him a brother? Your wife and yourself probably would have ended up being really upset because you couldn't do it. So maybe just, unless you see the head crowning, it is none of your business when somebody's going to get pregnant, and don't mention it.
People can still have an opinion on the fact. And by the way,
it's having an opinion and then expressing that opinion.
We're on a podcast called Opinion Matter.
I'm aware of that. I'm talking about in our daily lives, expressing an opinion on this. I mean, your opinion is very offensive to people who are lone children.
Every single person listening to this podcast now has an opinion on this subject either way. Every single person. Yeah? No matter what your circumstances are, every single person has an opinion on this. Now, the only difference is a lot of people keep that opinion to themselves.
And that's exactly the point.
So we're doing so you don't want people's opinions on this?
Okay, if you have somebody in your circle who has only one child, would you say it to them?
I'd say, yeah, but not in a hurtful way. I mean, it's not the most hurtful thing you can say to somebody, by the way. Is that child not lonely?
Well, I think it actually is.
It kind of is, because you're basically criticising their parenting. You're basically saying you're a terrible parent because you have a lonely child.
That is literally what you're saying. You're a terrible parent because you've only one child.
Your child's at a loss. Your child's not going to, you know, you use the word narcissist. that's an awful thing to say for parents that are bringing up a child on their own. You've now put into their heads that their child is going to grow up to be a bloody narcissist.
And then by me saying that, nobody's going to go, oh, by the way, I better go again because Jeremy said. No, I'm just saying the three mates that I have who are all narcissistic, and they laugh about it. They say they're narcissistic because they were only children and they were less believed that the world revolves around them. Now, the downside as well to this, Niamh, which they have discussed with me before, and you'll find from a lot of their only children, is once the parents go, so say if I was an only child, yeah, so I have a sister. If I was an only child, yeah, once both my parents are gone, then you're left with nobody. You have no siblings to turn to.
And that's what Niamh said.
That was why I made the decision, but that comes down to choice. Do you know what I mean? That was my choice to have the second child, because I had this like Damascus moment and said, God, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and my siblings are all older than me, and so are their cousins, so they're not, you know, they're not around their own age group. But that was a choice. I certainly wouldn't have liked somebody continually saying to me, oh, come on, hurry up. You know, because it's when you're ready and it's when you choose to have a child, because like, they're expensive little creatures.
And this lady who sent us the message, Sarah Louise, sent us the message in the start. She has said she could have another one, but she doesn't want to. And she's been called selfish.
That's her choice. And, you know, perhaps they're in a position where they can afford to give everything to the one child, but they would not perhaps be as able to give it to two. Perhaps she can't, you know, she has a job that she doesn't, you know. Parents are also allowed to make choices about their own reproductive lives. You know, nobody has to produce a child just to keep their extended family or their friends happy. They have to raise them. Their friends and family are going to feck off and say, oh, that's nice. You won't see them after the christening. But you're the one raising that child, paying for that child, with childcare, you know, the leap from one child to two children in childcare is massive. It's like another mortgage. So if your child is happy, and if you don't want to raise a child that's spoiled, well, then don't spoil your child. It's simple as that. It comes down to parenting. You can say no to your child whether you want to, three, or ten of them.
No. I'm not saying that parents of one-child families deliberately spoil their child. But generally, and I just know from my experience when we only had the one, all your money is going on that child, so you're not dividing it. Whereas now, when we are treating our kids, it's divided by three, so they don't get as much. That's just natural. No parent goes out and deliberately, but you think about it, you know, everything you do when you only have one child is centered around that child. And I know this from only having one child. You know, they get brought so many places. We don't go to as many places now because we've three kids. When we had just Luke, we went to a lot more places. And in fact, we went on a lot bigger holidays. Luke, by the time he was three, had been to the States three times. He'd been to the States three times before his third birthday. And my other two girls haven't been to America yet because it's a lot more expensive to bring a family of five to America. So there, straight away, we didn't spoil him by bringing him to America, but straight away, you can see that he had a much better, and he says it himself sometimes, God, I had a much better life before my sisters came along. That is making sense. Obviously, when you have an only child, they are going to get a lot more.
Okay, but
that's all I'm saying. I don't know why people are offended.
Why can't people just respect this woman's wishes? She could have another child, but she doesn't want to.
But of course,
end of.
But sure, it's the same way people judge people who don't have kids. People get judged all the time. Oh my God, that couple aren't having kids. What's the story with them? What's the story with them? And in fact, Adrian used to say to me, as soon as I got married, you used to say to me regularly, when are you having kids? When are you starting a family? You're not getting any younger.
Say it that often.
No, but you did. You did say it. People just say that, Niamh. They don't mean any harm by it. But I'm just saying what the majority of people listening to this podcast are now saying in their head, going, I actually agree with them.
But there's also the thing of, sorry, but some only children, they can actually benefit as well. You know, there is studies out there that say that only children, because they spend a lot more time with their parents and with other adults because there aren't so many kids around, they have a better vocabulary, they're learning more, they're listening more. So there is ups to it as well. There's an upside to only children as well. It's not always a negative.
All right, stay there for a second, Niamh. Let me bring in Rob with his opinion.
People don't realise how expensive kids are. And I think I'd say I know I'm being a bit presumption here, but a lot of the people who are saying that she should have more kids, they're probably living off state funding for the kids. You know, so they can pop out as many as they like and they'll be looked after.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, Dad?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this? Only child. You have a child. Is it an only child?
Yes.
Okay.
Oisin is our only child. Mark, my partner, is an only child as well.
Okay, and have
what's it like being married to a narcissist? I'm only joking, but
Adrian's
giving me dirty looks here. Is he a narcissist?
Mark is no. Mark is one of the most giving people I've ever met in my life, and that's partly what attracted me to him.
And let me ask you then: how does he feel about having been an only child? Did it have any impact on him? Has he any issues?
Here's the thing: when you grow up as an only child, you don't know any different.
Well, you kind of do, because you see all your friends with brothers and sisters, so you do know the difference.
You get a snapshot into their life, but you don't know what it's like to actually live as a sibling. I grew up in a household where one sibling was favoured over the other. And, you know about it. If you're not the favourite sibling, you know you're not the favourite sibling. You know, so is it more selfish to have a child for the wrong reasons? Or is it better just to pool all your resources into the child that you actually want? So the reason why I'm saying it that way is because if you're having a child because everyone is saying, when are you giving them a sibling? When are you giving them a sibling? When are you giving them a sibling? That's the wrong reason to have a child. You have a child because you want to have another child, because you want to benefit from raising another life. You want to benefit from raising a new creature into being a fully formed human being. You don't have one because all your mates are putting pressure on you because you have to give them a sibling, or they'll think you're guilty of some crime, like being selfish.
Being
selfish isn't a crime.
Okay, you have a child. How old's your child?
3.
Okay, your child is 3. Has anybody said to you, are you going to give your child a brother?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I get those comments all the time. Now, here's the thing with my child, okay? When Oisin was born, he was born at 35 weeks. We both nearly died because of a heart condition that I didn't know I had. So I could, now that we know about the heart condition, I could go on to have more children. But is it worth risking my life and his security and his future with his parents to risk my life and childbirth again? Not to me. Just for what? For the sake of having another child. For what reason?
Okay,
reason would I have to have another child?
No,
I have all I need right here.
Okay, that's fine, because you feel that there's a bit of a risk associated with having another child.
There's always a risk.
Yeah, but no, there is always a risk. Of course there is. But are you in any way concerned about your child staying an only child?
No. So my child goes to nursery 4 days a week. And so the socialization aspect, we have multiple days where we go to other people's homes for play dates. We have violin lessons once a week. We have multiple different things. And we also have the ability to go to the local play zones. Now, once a month, what we do is myself and Oisin sit down and we go through his old toys and we decide which ones we're keeping and which one we're giving away. We gave away 3 bags of toys to the local secondhand shop last month.
Okay, so Jeremy's belief...
So to the idea that he's selfish in some way or deficient, yes, in some way of empathy, hell no.
No,
because it's the way in which you raise your kids.
But also he's getting 100% of your time, you and your partner's time. He's getting 100% of that, so you're not sharing him with anybody else. Whereas when you have more than one kid, sometimes you have to say,
What's wrong
with
that?
Here's the thing, Jeremy. He goes into a nursery setting where he can't have all of their time, so he's understanding that he can't get everything he wants at all times. We're also teaching him boundaries, that if he wants something, he has to work for it.
I just think I'm quite old-fashioned. I think having siblings is a very important thing, not only when you're a kid, but when you grow up. Like, I have a good relationship with my sister. You have with your brother and sister, where you ring them about stuff, or you'd meet up with them and stuff like that.
But that's not always guaranteed. No. I do not get on with my sister.
No, and
I get on with my half-sister better than I get on with my full sister, and we were raised the same. We are just two completely different, two different people. So the idea that you have to have a sibling for your child so when they grow up they have someone, no, you have to teach your child how to build relationships, healthy relationships, so that they can be fully formed human beings.
So from seeing your partner as an only child, now an adult, you don't believe being an only child had any negative impact on him. He's not a narcissist. He's not spoiled rotten. He turned out all right.
It can have negative impact. It depends on how you're raised. And he was raised with good people raising him to be a good person.
So you're not in any way concerned about your child being an only child.
No, I'm not.
Are you worried about Are you worried about him being lonely?
No.
Are you worried about him not being good at socializing?
Oh, he is so popular in that nursery, and he also does some of the book bugs. In Scotland, we have book bugs. So he's now actually wanting to run the book bug himself for younger children in the nursery. So the idea that he is deficient in any way of empathy is ridiculous, or that he's lonely. He creates his own situations, and that's how we're raising him.
Now, Jeremy thinks it's terribly sad to see your young fella sitting in the back garden playing on his own.
No, but I think it's something that only children, when they get older, they do go, God, I wish I had a grown up with a brother or sister. And again, especially...
Well, actually, just on that, Vanessa, does your partner ever think, I wonder what it would have been like to have a brother or sister?
Of course he would. Everybody wants a sibling.
Says who?
Not really. The family that he has, and we've gone to this extreme in society that, you know, we're raising our children with access to different forms of family units. The main thing that for my child to know is that they are loved and how to love in return. That is the main thing that we're trying to teach them.
All right, stay there for a second, Vanessa.
I just think he may, I'm talking about Oisin, your son, I think he may turn around to you in later life and say, God, why didn't I have a brother or sister growing up to be able to
could
play?
Could do, and I'll explain it like he's a sensible person.
Stay there for a second.
Let me explain. I was selfish. I was selfish.
No, she's not going to explain that. Why would she explain that?
I'm joking.
Weigh up the pros and cons and allow families to do their own family planning.
Stay there for a second. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you getting on?
This lady, Sarah Louise, who contacted us, has been told your child will be spoiled, your child will be lonely, your child won't be good at socialising. Would you not just go again? And she's a pain in her face. She doesn't want another child. End of story. Is she selfish?
It's her choice, Adrian. You can't, nowadays you can't say that. I mean, it is expensive. We all know that. You all know I have a few. But I mean, for a child brought up as an only child, they never know any difference. I mean, we think of it from our perspective that Christmas morning, all my brothers and sisters there is all opening each other's presents. You know, and as time goes on, with getting older and we're all doing stuff now with our kids as families, like my family will come down to me with our kids. That's great. As an only child, you won't know the difference, I suppose.
And that's exactly the argument. Yeah. And that's exactly what Vanessa just said. You know, her partner doesn't know any different. Her child doesn't know any different.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what it's like to have brothers and sisters around and have that thing. But then we wouldn't know what it's like. I mean, I come from a family where there were six of us. I mean, there was days where I'm sure we all thought in our family, God, I wish I was an only child because of the noise. So it is different. Now, you can tell the difference in certain kids. Certain kids are very, if they are only children, they are very, you could tell, you know, that way they don't really have the concept of sharing and stuff like that. Not all kids, and I am going to say that, not all kids. Some kids grow up to be absolutely grand and perfect. We all know that.
But, okay, so you've... a large brood of kids from two different relationships, yeah, and you've eight kids altogether. Okay, yeah. Would you have ever thought, say in your current relationship, would you have ever thought of just having one?
No. And it's because I suppose I know what it's like having kids and having a few kids and having loads of brothers and sisters. So no, to me, no. I never thought of it that way. I never ever thought of just having one kid. You know, that type of way. I never thought of that.
Do you worry that it can have a negative effect on a child?
But anything can have a negative effect on a child. Having too many kids in a house, I mean, one kid will always feel they didn't get enough. You know, you'll always hear when there's multiple kids, oh, there's always a favourite. That's not always true. There's always one that you sort of look out for a bit more because just something about them. But it doesn't mean you have a favourite. But, I mean, when you have one kid, all your time, energy and money goes on that child. They do tend to not understand that sometimes you have to share. You know that type of people, not all of them.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you think it is important if you can, but it's not really anybody's business.
It is important. I think it is, personally, just from growing up in that. But we live in a day and age. You can't. You know the way, Jeremy, you just can't say stuff like that.
But let me read out a comment there from Shannon, and just being shown to me on Facebook, and says, you swear carrying and birthing babies like having a quick shite to be pressuring women into having multiple children. Shannon, Sarah, you listen to two different podcasts there. Well, what man? Sorry, if she's referring to me and you think that I pressured my wife, it was her that pressured me into having more babies because she's from a big family and she wanted Luke to have siblings. Nobody is forcing women into having babies, Shannon. It's not China or Korea.
No, but it's this mammy shaming, and that's literally what is happening.
Oh, here we go. Mammy shaming.
It does happen. Jeremy, it does. My Lorraine gets shamed for being a stay-at-home mom, and you're one of the fuckers that does it to
her. Oh, you better believe I am.
But
this lady, Sarah Louise, is being mammy shamed. Your child will be spoiled. Your child will be lonely. Your child won't be good at socialising. That is the definition of mammy shaming.
But I feel the same way, and no, take no offence to this, Jay. I feel the same way about people that have loads and loads of kids, because when you have loads and loads of kids, they're missing out on lots of things as well. Like when
You say you have three. So what? Would your child miss out if the other one gets something?
You include them all. But you can't treat in the same way. If you have six kids, yeah. If you have six kids, what's the chances of those six kids all being brought on a holiday to Spain every summer? Very, very, very slim chance.
But that doesn't define a family, does it? If you don't bring your kids to Spain, are you a bad parent? See, Jeremy, with you, it's all monetary. It's all about what you can see. It's all about the big house, the fancy car. Putting your mother-in-law in slavery, getting her to mind your kids for free so you can put your wife back to work as soon as she gives birth. 100%. We know it's all monetary with you.
Yeah.
But see, family is more about money. Some of the happiest families I know are some of the poorest. But they're poor in what they have, not in their love for their kids or what they do as a family. They might be poor because they don't have a new car, six holidays a year, and a fancy house they can't afford.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't have a fancy house or a fancy car, and we don't go on fancy holidays, but I knew that
all-inclusive? Did you ever hear the crap you come out with?
No, we do go on all-inclusive. No, but my point is...
But you do actually say this shite.
As soon as we had number three, I went down to that vasectomy clinic, Quick Smart, because it was like, any more, and they're not going to get... I want to give my kids a better life than I had, and we didn't have much money growing up, and I want to be able to give them a better life. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely no, but don't look down on your nose at people that want a different life and have a different way, Jeremy. You're great at that.
Stay there for a second, Jace. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. This is Kerry.
Hi guys, love the show. Sorry I can't come on today. I have, just listening to your conversation about having an only child, I have an only child, and as well as being an only child, her dad died when she was very young. And she's none of those things. She's not spoiled or selfish or ruined or anything like that. But she says she was never lonely. She has lots of cousins. But she's 18 now, and my biggest fear is when something happens to me, you know, she's completely alone. Of course, she has my family, but do you know what I mean? That's something that bothers me constantly. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello. I'm probably going to be shamed here because I have no kids. So, Jeremy, you going to shame me now?
Well, no, because from speaking to you before, you are still quite young, aren't you?
I'm 38.
Oh, joking.
I've been told now the body clock is, I don't want kids. I don't have
okay.
a...
Have you, never wanted kids?
No.
No.
Okay, I can completely understand that. And in fact,
And I think I'd be selfish bringing a kid into the world.
No, I've said that before. Yeah. I have a friend. Yeah. I have a friend, and she should never have had kids because she is a selfish see you next Tuesday by her own admission. She literally only thinks about herself. And I remember when she decided to have kids, I was like, this is a big no-no. Because this one, when you have kids, you can't be selfish if you have kids because you have to put your kids first. Yeah? So you can't go out. Yeah. If you want to go out drinking with the girls on a Thursday, no, you can't because you have to bring the kids to swimming lessons and stuff like that. So I agree with you. If you don't think you would be a good parent, absolutely, excuse me, don't have kids. Now, having said that, and I'm sorry, I have family members who don't have kids, as you know, Adrian, and they have the best life. They can literally, on a Saturday evening, go, I want to go out on the piss tonight, and they go out on the piss, whereas we have to organise babysitters and all that. So you think you're going to come down and hard? I'm not. In fact, on Sunday night, three of my kids were literally killing each other in the living room. They were throwing, what's that stuff called that they got for their birthday? That gets stuck on the carpet and the slime.
Oh, wait,
they were all fucking slime at each other. And it was going all over the place and all, and they were screaming at each other. Honestly, it was like a scene from Animal House. And I said to my wife, I said, we should video this and send this to couples who are thinking of having kids. It would be the best contraceptive ever. Having kids is not a walk in the park. It's a horrible, it's a tough, tough job. Kids are, they're ungrateful. They're little shits. They don't thank you for anything you do for them. So I would not judge you for having kids. However, for not having kids. However, I would say that the regret might come later in life when you need a kid, when you need a kid to look after you.
No, but that's the other thing as well. It's not being selfish, actually thinking that your kids should be able to mind you when you're older, because then wouldn't they kind of have a end of these kind of be annoyed at you or whatever because you're expecting them to mind you?
Well, no,
it depends on the relationship with your parents as well.
Well, no, kids, no, but even down to when you get to the stage of you're dying for people to call to your house and stuff like that, it's always nice.
Friends.
You know what I mean? You think about it, a couple who has no kids, yeah? And I don't want to paint a bleak picture of your future, Laura.
You're doing a great job.
Tell me to shut up if I am. But say you're 38 now, say in 20 years' time, you'd be nearly retiring and you're at home. Nobody's knocking on the door. There's no kids knocking.
No,
there's no grandkids. I mean, I can't wait to have grandkids because my life will start all over again. And I mean, I saw the joy that Adrian's life was pretty miserable until his grandson came along. And now Adrian, well, it is, Adrian.
It wasn't miserable at all.
You tell me every day you had a miserable life.
Yeah, and I never said that.
You getting your grandchild completely.
That is brilliant, yeah.
You have to think about that. You'll never have grandchildren again. But however, I respect your decision not to have kids because you don't want them. And there's nothing worse than someone having a child that A, wouldn't be a good parent, and B, doesn't want them in the first place.
Yep.
Do you worry, Laura, do you think it is wrong of a parent or parents to only have one child when they could actually have more if they wanted?
No, and like this goes back to what I was saying there. Like, I have no kids, and then there's somebody that has a kid, and she's getting judged for having one kid, and, you know, that people judge me for having no kids. So whatever women do, it's like you get judged anyway.
As a matter of interest, have you ever been judged for having no children?
Well, a lot of people say, you know, you might change your mind when you get older, but I just kind of ignore that because this is people that say that type of thing. I just feel people that say that are probably just not happy with themselves if they had kids and probably forced to have kids. You know, that type of thing where having children is all about, well, I love to have kids. I love not to regards to society's pressure of having kids. That's my point anyway.
Okay, so you wouldn't judge anybody for only having one child. You don't believe it has any sort of a negative.
Whatever their decisions are, that's their decision. I respect people's decisions regarding to having kids or having many kids or whatever. It's their life at the end of the day.
Okay, so for anybody who's ever asked their brother or their sister or their friend, are you not going to have another one? Are you not going to have another one? You're saying to them, mind your own business.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they might not be able to financially provide for two kids. You know, or there might be personal reasons that they can't have another child, health reasons, that type of stuff. And they might have been trying ages to have one child and maybe only be able to have one child. So it's that too. It's a very sensitive subject, I think.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Darren with his opinion on this.
Who do you think you are, Dixon? Saying someone is selfish for not having a second child. In case you haven't noticed, the cost of a child is extortionate. What about someone who's one kid, full stop, like myself? Are they pure selfish as well, yeah? Probably is a bit selfish, but sure, look, I couldn't care less. Everyone thinks that standard life is go get a mortgage, get some kids. No, not for me, it's not.
No, you definitely shouldn't have kids, and I support your right not to have kids.
Oh, why is that?
He does not have the right temperament for children. He does,
no. He'd be too angry.
No, but here's the thing. I've never said people should have... In fact, I just said, Darren, if you're just listening to me talking to Laura, if you don't think kids are for you...
Then don't have them.
The worst thing you could possibly do is have them. It's such a big responsibility bringing kids into this world, isn't it?
I'll bring in one more message from Rebecca.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I can't come on. I don't think it's very fair. Jeremy is calling people selfish and things like that for not going again. Like, what happens if the woman has had a traumatic birth and she doesn't want to relive that experience?
Actually, again? That's a very good point. I mean, you or I have never given birth to a child. You have seen what childbirth is like.
Again,
some women might just not want to do it again.
Apps. Look, sorry, are people listening? Are people listening to a different presenter here? I've literally said on and again, if you are unable
to go
again...
No, that's not a medical reason. No, it's nothing to do with me. It's not medical. They just don't want to do that again. It was fucking horrible. Giving birth was a horrible experience.
Absolutely. If you've had a traumatic birth and you don't want to go again, that's fine. That is your reason. That is your reason. This topic was brought up by Sarah Louise, whose only reason for not wanting another child was she just didn't. That's all I'm saying. Stop reading into it too much.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.